unidentified flying objects, are they real?
Answers with Ken Ham, a speaker at the very popular Answers in Genesis conferences. Well, Ken, do you believe there is intelligent life in outer space and that this might explain the sightings of UFOs?
I do believe in UFOs. I say to people, any flying object that I can't identify is a UFO. But do I believe in UFOs with little green men? Well, not at all. In fact, I don't think there is intelligent life in outer space or on other planets. The evolutionists, however, tell us that because they believe evolution's true, life must have evolved many times in the universe. But I don't accept this. You see, the Bible tells us that God made the earth first. The sun, moon, and stars were made for signs and for seasons for the earth. The earth is obviously center stage and where God made the first man, Adam. And of course, we know that all human beings who've ever lived are descendants of Adam. So here's a point we shouldn't forget. Only descendants of Adam can be saved because Jesus Christ became a man. Paul calls him the last Adam, a descendant of Adam, so he could die for all his descendants. Think about it. If there are other races of people in outer space, there'd be no salvation for them. Praise the Lord, he died for the descendants of Adam.
Are all the different races today descended from Adam and Eve? Well, the answer is yes. For the biblical and scientific explanation, read Ken Ham's free booklet, Where Did the Races Come From? It's available free at AnswersRadio.com.